Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back to Fans in the Pros. Zach Streif, Deuce McAllister here with you for another 20 minutes or so till 7:30 before we pass it off to the Westwood One Fantasy Football Show. But before we get a chance to go to that, we got our own fantasy discussion going on here. We want to join or we want to welcome Andrew Erickson, Senior Fantasy Analyst for Pro Football Focus, to the show. Andrew, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, thanks for having me on, guys. I'm excited for week two action.
Andrew, my first question for you, from a fantasy standpoint, you know, obviously Mike Thomas missing a week in fantasy football is a big deal, a top five pick in a lot of drafts. Where do you see maybe some possibilities, some points sitting on the Saints roster that could be recovered? Where do you think are some guys that are going to be available out there that people could pick up?
So I think that just looking at the offense, I think Jared Cook and Emmanuel Sanders are going to be the main beneficiaries. You know, Jared Cook's definitely been Drew Brees' guy to target downfield, so I like him to make some big plays. But a lot of people will be flocking to a guy like Tre'Quan Smith, who's flashed in the past. But something that I'm really interested in particular is Deontay Harris. The kid has really great return abilities, and basically we've seen, you know, even just last week, you know, when they got the ball in his hands, all the kid did was break tackles. So he's someone I'm really interested in. But I also think that the Saints are going to use more of the run game, and I think that Latavius Murray is someone that's kind of flying under the radar as a potential player that could, you know, lead the team in carries with Kamara used more as a receiver.
When you look at that Raiders offense, what do you think, or how does it stack up for you offensively with the pretty good showing that they had last week against Carolina?
Yeah, I was really impressed with the way that they used Henry Ruggs, the rookie from Alabama. He was really effective. He had 55 receiving yards in the first half alone, and then he had that knee injury that kind of knocked him out for the, you know, he came back in the second half, but he wasn't nearly effective. So I'm concerned a little bit if Ruggs can't get back to health. But if he is healthy, I think that he could actually make some noise in this game in particular, because I think that he can make an impact from the slot, where the Saints corners are a little bit more vulnerable as opposed to the outside, where they're much more locked down with Jenkins and Lattimore.
Talking with Andrew Erickson, Senior Fantasy Analyst for Pro Football Focus. Andrew, how about this? For a lot of people that have Mike Thomas as their receiver, their number one receiver, how about some guys maybe that are floating around in leagues, other teams obviously, some players that may be available at the wide receiver position people could go and grab? There's a lot of people obviously in this area that are trying to kind of sprint to grab Mike Thomas, even reaching for him in a lot of drafts down here. Where are some receivers that maybe have some value in other places?
So a receiver that I have my eye on, I've actually picked up in a lot of my own leagues, is Brandon Ayuk, the rookie wide receiver on the San Francisco 49ers. They – similar to the Saints, have been dealing with a ton of injuries at the wide receiver position. Obviously, Deebo Samuel still hasn't played, and they're dealing with a big injury to George Kittle, who's also been ruled inactive for their game against the Jets. But Brandon Ayuk, the first-round rookie pick, is healthy for this game. He's been fully removed from the injury report, and he has a great matchup this week against the New York Jets defense that got absolutely shredded last week against quarterback Josh Allen on the Buffalo Bills. So I think that Brandon Ayuk is going to be heavily featured in this game, and he should be readily available on a lot of waiver wires.
I guess for some guys, obviously, you look at some of the defenses that you have to you can use a defense. What's a pretty good defense when you talk about just a matchup as far as offenses are concerned, and, you know, that can get you a few points as well as fantasy goes?
So a defense that I'm looking to pick up this week is the Arizona Cardinals. They played really well last week against the San Francisco 49ers. They limited the ground attack and really only got beat by, you know, one long play on a running back pass to Raheem Mostert. That's really all they gave up last week. And they're taking on Washington. So, you know, the Washington team has Dwayne Haskins, who's shaky at best at quarterback. He's still pretty unproven, and he's, you know, definitely prone to turning the ball over. So I like Arizona this week for sure.
Mark, I know you're sitting back there now. Let me explain something, Andrew. Mark and I are in a league here at WWL, and he's got some other ones. And I said last week we're going to add a fantasy segment because I'm a horrible fantasy player, and my goal is to figure this out by the end of the year. Mark, you got anything in particular that you're looking for right now?
You kind of put me on the spot here, Zach.
Yeah, well, radio. I don't know how else to do it. I got to put you on the spot. Maybe you're good. Maybe your team's so solid you don't need to ask for help. Maybe that's what it is.
All right, I'll say this. For a guy who in the league I really care the most about, my top receiver on that team is Mike Evans of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Do you think he's going to start to make an impact this week, or do you think it's going to be a couple of weeks before he really starts to get his legs under him with that hamstring?
I think that Mike Evans is gonna put up numbers this week. You know, last week he was limited in terms of his production. Again, he didn't do much. He caught a touchdown, but he did run a full, you know, route tree. You know, he was playing a full complement of snaps. So that's encouraging to me, just watching the game and seeing, okay, well, he's out there. He's still running routes. He's not being limited in that capacity. So with another week under the books, you know, another week off to get up to health, I think Evans is going to have a good matchup. And again, Godwin has been dealing with concussion things, so I'm not sure if he's going to be 100%. So I really like Evans in this matchup against the Carolina Panthers, who have a very bad defense.
Andrew Erickson, senior fantasy analyst for Pro Football Focus, thank you very much for the time, for the information. I'm sure we're going to try to get you back on at some point during the season, but we appreciate you being here.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Good luck in week 2.
Thank you.
All righty. Deuce, I was 2 for 2 in the first week, and I think, like, just like Mark says, you have a hierarchy when you have a bunch of leagues, right? And I get asked, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to figure this out this year.
So you playing in 4 leagues?
I'm playing in 4 leagues. Now, one of them is kind of, listen, we formed it Wednesday night. It's a bunch of former offensive linemen that were on a group chat like, hey, let's play a fantasy league and do a draft tonight. I'm like, it's the second week of the season. Apparently Yahoo lets you do that. So I'm in 4 of them. Only one of them I'm really worried about, and I lost this week in that one. So bad start to the season. All right, we're going to step away. Deuce and I will come back with our projections for this week's matchup versus the Las Vegas Raiders here on Fans on the Pro. You're listening to WWL. Welcome back to Fans and the Pros. Zach Strief, Deuce McAllister following us tonight, the Westwood One Fantasy Football Show, so you guys can get all ready to go. I had a couple of good guys. I had Nick Chubb last night. It was a good player to have after last evening, or during last evening, I guess. Deuce, a little Panic at the Disco. It's another Las Vegas-based band. I'll tell you, Deuce, Panic at the Disco's first album. Do you know them? Do you know that name?
No, sir.
So their first album came out like a week after I bought my first car, which is after my first year in the NFL. And I bought that CD because we still did that then. And I listened to that CD a whole lot for a long time. and
did you let the windows down, and that's what you rode to?
I did. Yeah, and I remember driving that car back to New Orleans, being kind of anxious, driving back to kind of get ready for the season. And so, and I don't know why, you know, when I was young, you know, I was a long way from being secured in my roster spot, right? It wasn't exactly like, wasn't automatic, right? So I kind of got some anxiety driving down. I hope everything goes well. You know, we're going to run the first day. I feel like I'm in good shape. I got to make a good impression. I'm kind of anxious. And I listened to that CD while I felt like that for, you know, all 12 and a half hours driving down from Cincinnati. And for like 2 years, songs from that CD, when I would hear them, would make me anxious. It was like Pavlov's dog, right? Like I would hear it, and I'd immediately go back to that moment and feel anxious and nervous, which is very odd, but
very much so.
It was what it was.
So did you have that reaction just now when I played that song?
Absolutely. There's no question. It's very strange. Yeah, and Mark, you know, I put down another song, which we call Ray Ray Song in my house because it was my son's favorite song for a little while. It's the Panic at the Disco version of the theme song from Frozen 2. He didn't play that one. He played the one that he liked, not knowing that he was going to give me anxiety. So now I'm sweating in my office, and, you know, we got those problems to deal with.
But, well, you're burning some calories.
That's right. All right, Deuce, we do it every week. I'm going to make you do it again this week. Give me your prediction for this week in Las Vegas, and let it be known, Deuce missed last week by 1 point. He guessed 34-24, 34-23, an excellent start to the season by Deuce McAllister.
Zach, I am going Saints win, and I am going with a score over 40 points.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they score over 40 points. I do think they do give up a couple touchdowns and a couple field goals. So you're probably looking at what, 42 or 40? 40. They're over 40. I know that for a fact. So
okay.
I'm going 40 and probably, I guess we'll go 40 to 20. We'll double it up.
40 to 20. That is a big time prediction. That is an unusual score in the National Football League.
Well, that's what I'm going with. So
I love it. I love it. I'm actually
Deuce just pushed all his chips to the middle.
He sure did. I love it.
I love the focus of where they are as far as a team. Really what I see, even from that first game, it's almost like when we were up in Seattle after the Rams, after we lost to the Rams, and we didn't want any part of Sean Payton.
Mm-hmm.
And so you kind of get that feeling again because you love how the defense is flying around. Now, you would love to have Davenport to be able to help you out. But if defensively, if they can play like they did, and I think they will, and special teams continues to give you good field position, I don't think they're going to kick to Deontay Harris. So you'll get great positioning. I love where they are.
Yeah. I'll tell you this. That's a big score to predict, but I do not disagree with a single thing that you said there. And when you really do start thinking about it, I think it's a bad matchup for the Las Vegas Raiders. I think, you know, earlier when we talked to Brent Musburger, I think he said pretty much the exact same thing. I agree with you. So I'm not going to go to 40. I'm going to go 38-21 in this one. I think it's a big win for the Saints in Las Vegas. Deuce?
That's what I'm guessing.
I don't know what to tell you. The number 40 scares me. Thank you all for listening in. Mark Menard on the booth. Steve Geller for putting this one together. And our executive producer, Diane Newman, here on WWO.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots.
He scored.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.